My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome into our Half Street Studios for what might be an abbreviated appetizer of Grant and Danny. More Nats baseball still coming your way, very likely, right here on 106.7 The Fan. This is the second, hopefully the final, rain delay in this Giants-Nats marathon that began a little afternoon. What's funny is when the game is being played, it's actually moving along at a real nice clip. It's just Mother Nature has been a little bit of a pain in the butt. The Nats and the Giants tied at 2. Play will resume in the top of the 8th inning with San Francisco batting and a runner at first base, nobody out. So looking forward to the resumption of the game and possibly a Nats win over the Giants for the second time in 3 days. But it has been a wet day in the district. I appreciate everybody making the show part of their afternoon. Daris and Ryan producing. Grant, Danny's vacation continues. I'm with you solo, potentially until first pitch again, gets this thing back underway in a few minutes, perhaps until 3 hours from now at 6:15. We're going to find out together as we go. I did want to, right off the top, though, give you a couple of the headlines from practice today out in Jersey, where the Commanders got to work out with the New York Jets. And it was very rainy there as well. Most of the East Coast is getting pummeled with the remnants of Storm Debbie right now. And it was no different for the Jets and the Commanders today. Wet, slick conditions meant that Aaron Rodgers didn't even practice. And that was the first big bummer today, was to find out that the big storyline of the last few days, that your young secondary is going to get a chance to go up against Rodgers and some of the receiving talent the Jets have working with a potential all-pro Hall of Fame-type quarterback, that he didn't even go. So it was the Tyrod Taylor show for the Jets. The other of the injury items that really took the air out of my sails today and let the air out of the balloon was that Brandon Coleman didn't practice. And he was actually number 2 on the list of players I put together yesterday that I was most excited to actually get a peek at, behind Jaden Daniels, just to see how we would have held up against the Jets pass rush, because the Jets defensively are outstanding and they can get to the quarterback. And I want to see what Coleman, the third round pick who's hoping to be the starting left tackle for Washington, would have looked like going up against Jermaine Johnson, who was a first round pick 2 years ago, or on the other side, perhaps Will McDonald, who was a first round pick last year. Heck, if Hassan Reddick had reported and was practicing and was on schedule right now, that would have been an even better situation. But you just want to see your guys go up against really good players, and it would have been Coleman's stiffest test yet, but he didn't go. The tackles that did play, including Trent Scott, Cornelius Lucas, it sounds like they got beat pretty consistently and that Washington's offensive line had a tough day against the Jets. Not surprising, I don't think. Many of us have talked about this offensive line. It was better last year than people give it credit for, statistically speaking. It was treated like a punching bag. Everyone likes to make jokes about how bad the offensive line was when your coordinator and play caller, Eric Bieniemy, made life way harder on that line than needed to be and made that line worse with how he operated. And I think even more significantly, your quarterback, Sam Howell. And it's not all bad for Sam. Sam did some really good things, and Howell's a decent little player for where he was drafted. And I'm hopeful he has a long career and he can, you know, perform adequately this year in Seattle. But he majored in making life hard on his offensive line last year. Holding the ball the way that he did. Not moving in the pocket the way that he needed to at times. So whatever level of line you had, it was going to be worse thanks to Bieniemy, thanks to quarterback play. And that's why I think they got a little bit of a bad rap. That having been said, the ceiling for that group last year was probably to be about league average. It wasn't a particularly good unit. And it's why they went out and spent $10 million a year on Tyler Biadasz at center. It's why they signed Nick Allegretti, who comes over from the Chiefs, started in, played every down in the Super Bowl last year. He'll be their left guard. And they're probably going to have, as I mentioned with Coleman, a new left tackle as well. So 60% of the line will be reworked from a year ago at least. If Coleman starts on the left side, I think there's a conversation to be had that maybe you could have Cornelius Lucas compete with Andrew Wiley on the right side. But Wiley's been banged up and hasn't been practicing anyway, so it's been a moot point at right tackle. But there's a possibility that four of the five offensive linemen that start this year for the Commanders are new. 80% of the group could be fresh faces. So you just wanted to see how they performed against the Jets, and at least initially it sounds like it didn't go all that well for the starting offensive lineman that did take the field. But I would remind everyone, it was slick, wet conditions. And also, I think we got to just take training camp play by play with a grain of salt. And I saw a lot was being made about how Jaden Daniels looked today. Two things can be true. One, you went up against the defense, and for the first time, you didn't know what the defense was going to do. You're not going to look quite as good as you had. True. The other thing that can be true, number two, going 7 of 15 with a bunch of checkdowns in a practice, and the fact that we got play-by-play of where he threw to and how quickly the ball came out, how much pressure he was under, in a 11-on-11 portion of a joint session on a Thursday in Forum Park isn't overly revealing. And even though it's great to have information, I'm always give me as much info as possible guy. I am pro finding out everything I can. If you make big declarations, or any declarations for that matter, off practices, you're probably doing it wrong. But all we can do is react to what we see, what we hear. And it does sound like, I think, what a lot of us were expecting, and certainly what I thought coming out of practice when he looked as good as he did and as accurate as he was, he knew where his guys were going to be, and he knew where the defense was going to be out in Ashburn. Because you have access to the information. If you're a smart guy, he is. If you're a thorough preparer, he is. If you do your homework, he does. You can figure out what plays the defense is going to run, what coverages they're going to run, on what snaps of practice against your looks. And when you have that, you've got the answer key. You don't get that when you practice against another team. So naturally, it wasn't going to look quite as smooth or as easy. And I think that's probably what happened today. But that's good. That's healthy. It's August 8th. That's what we want. I just can't wait for Saturday afternoon. And by the way, a noon preseason game on a Saturday is still a wacky bit. Don't quite get that, but I kind of dig it because I'll watch the game on Saturday afternoon, mess around with the kids during the day, and then maybe you get to lock in on another game or two, see a drive or two from another rookie quarterback or one of the other big stars in football on Saturday night. Just fired up that it's back. Nats Giants, top of the eighth, rain delay over at Nationals Park. We're keeping you company until Charlie and Dave crack the mic again, which could be coming soon. As soon as we find out when the game's going to be resumed, if in fact that's happening, we'll tell you. All I can say is that you know they're going to do everything they can to get this game in and to play again. Number one, it's a tie game, so you don't have the luxury of calling this thing. And I think also of note, the Giants cross country aren't coming back here. And I haven't looked at their schedule to see how often they're even on this side of the country. But this late in the year, baseball's going to do everything it can to finish this thing, especially with seven innings in the books already. Grant and Danny on the Fan. No Danny. Next, let's take a look at some of the specifics of the Nats game today and an update on James Wood. That's essentially what we've become as a James Wood tracker and also some football. You're listening to The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. If you are expecting to be hearing the end of Nationals baseball today against the Giants, I think you probably will. It's just not happening yet. The boys are in the dugout playing cards and reading the newspaper on the couches. Top of the eighth, we've got ourselves a delay. San Francisco and Washington knotted at 2. The Nats, RBI from C.J. Abrams, 59th of the season, and way back in the first inning, K-Bert Ruiz, who played at his 38th run with that base hit. D.J. Hurst started for Washington, went 2 2/3 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs earned, 4 walks, and 4 strikeouts for Hurst. It's kind of strange because there was the lengthy first rain delay, and then after the delay, he came back out and continued to pitch in the game for a couple of batters, and then Davey came and got him and made a bullpen change. So he went and got a new pitcher after keeping Hurst in the game. A couple of hitters later, said, all right, now you've reached the pitch count we wanted to get you to. We'll make the change. So I thought that was kind of quirky and strange on what has been a day of oddities for the Nationals. Alex Call stays red hot. He's got 2 hits and 3 at-bats. Do you guys realize Alex Call, since being promoted back to D.C. from AAA, is hitting .413 with an 11-13 OPS? The right fielder hitting second in the order today. And I mentioned the K-Bert Ruiz RBI. It's worth noting that Ruiz has turned his season around in a big, big way. Over his last 30 games, he's hitting just shy of 300, slugging almost 490. Another run batted in today. He's been a different guy. And I think getting further away from the illness that had him on the injured list this year, just getting fully healthy, putting weight back on, and getting back comfortable at the plate has really made a big difference. We're at a point with K-Bert Ruiz, I think, where we kind of know what he is defensively, which is to say he's never going to throw a lot of runners out, I don't think. He's never going to be a particularly good framer. But ideally, that's going to become less and less significant because we're going to be having an electronic strike zone, by the grace of God, next year or soon thereafter. And when that happens, then receiving and stealing pitches is less significant. So that being a weakness for Ruiz should matter a little bit less. A season ago, he hit almost 20 home runs, and you're seeing right now with him creeping up on double-digit homers despite a lengthy injured list stay and the awful start he got off to. You know, he's playing again the last couple thirds of the season, maybe at that near 20-homer pace. There's worse things you can do than have a catcher who could drive the baseball, who can hit 7 or 8 in your order. The problem is right now, he's hitting 4th in the order, which probably shouldn't be happening anyway, but it's just indicative of the stretch run of the season where you've got Call, who's played most of the year with the Red Wings, same with Juan Yepes, and they're going to have a very different-looking lineup this time next season, certainly. I mean, they'll have a different-looking lineup come opening day next year, I would say pretty decidedly. But when the Nats take back to the field and try to finish what they have started here, this 2-2 game, we'll have it for you on The Fan. The day began for your boy taking my kids to Chuck E. Cheese. I thought I had some extra time because of Nats baseball. The weather was going to be quirky, but assuming they got the game started, I thought, okay, I'll come into the studio a little later than I normally do. I'll take the kids to Chuck E. Cheese. And I did. It was the first time I took all three of the kids to Chuck E. Cheese. Now, I won't give you all the specifics on which games they played and give you the full play-by-play. I will spare you that. I will tell you Chuck E. Cheese was way busier than I thought it was going to be. I do Chuck E. Cheese right when it's open. So when it's 10 a.m. and that door flies open, we're the first people in, because normally you get the whole place to yourself. Not when it's raining, apparently. A little food for thought for you parents out there. But the reason I brought this up is I have heard people talk about Chuck E. Cheese pizza for years and how good it is. I've even had Chuck E. Cheese pizza in passing. I think I was at a birthday party one time picking up my daughter, and there were some extra slices of cheese in the box, and I grabbed a couple pieces, and I was like, oh, that's tasty. That's pretty good. Didn't think much of it. I'm at Chuck E. Cheese today, texting with a buddy. They say, you got to get pizza while you're there. I say, you think I should get a piece of pizza? They said, absolutely, have lunch. It's okay, I'll give it a whirl. Ladies and gentlemen of the nation's capital, and the surrounding talking about in this town many years from now. Dare I say, Ryan Darris, this will be something you'll want to bring up with Danny when he gets back from vacation. In fact, I think people will be tweeting him on his vacation to tell him what I'm about to say. But I'm willing to say it because I'm brave. And I'm willing to say it because it's correct. And my parents raised me to say the right thing at the right time, the honest thing. Not what people wanted to hear. And so with that out of the way, the Chuck E. Cheese pepperoni pizza that I had today may have been the best pepperoni pizza I've ever had. I mean, I'm sure I've had better. I don't know if it's hit the spot like that. The crunch of that pepperoni. Do you know what they do to Chuck E. Cheese pizza? I need you guys to understand something. They finish baking the pizza. It's done now. They've done their job. Oh, did you make the pizza? Made the pizza. Good job, Stan. Thanks, Eric. They're done making the pizza. You going to give it to that guy over there? Yeah, I'll give it to him in a second. But they don't give it to you. I got to wait for a second. Tubbo's got to hang out for another couple of minutes. Do you know why? Because they're not done yet, Darris. They've got to put a brush into hot butter and then brush the crust of the pizza with hot sizzling butter. And then you go, oh, That's a nice touch. Now you got to give him his pizza. They still don't give it to me. Because they take that brush and they put it back in that butter and they dab it all over the cheese and the pepperoni. Each one of those crunchy pepperonis peeling up toward the sky, like their arms reaching up, yawning early in the morning, right? That crunchy pepperoni, the edges of that pepperoni, but peeling up just so. Little pools of butter in each pepperoni. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not proud of this. I know I'm going to take some heat. I know I've said some things in the past food-wise that may have even bothered some of you. And I'm here today to tell you that we don't always have to see eye to eye. But I need you to give me one more chance. Chuck E. Cheese pepperoni pizza is elite. I told my wife, I did. This is a true story. Obama style.
Let me be clear. Let me be clear.
I told my wife, because she had to come. She picked up the kids. They got in her car. I got in my car. I drove to work. I said, why do we never order pizza from Chuck E. Cheese? And she looked at me. Disgusted, obviously, that she married me, but that's just because it's a day. She said, what are you talking about? And I said, we've never gotten Chuck E. Cheese pizza takeout. And she said, right. I said, we should do that. And then she asked me a question like, when are you going to be home? That was like the conversation. I'm here to tell Darris Dameron, Ryan Clary, and every single one of you listening who I respect and I admire so greatly for the work ethic you're showing, being out in the car, getting to and fro in the rain today. Nobody's paying me to say this. A lot of things changed today. One of those things, my pepperoni pizza rankings, okay? That's one of those things that changed today. Ever had pepperoni pizza from Chuck E. Cheese, Darris?
I mean, it's been ages.
Yeah. It'd be weird, I guess, if you had.
Yeah.
Since
I
don't
have kids.
Kids or
right. That'd be weird.
Or
I mean, I could go to like a cousin's birthday party or something like that. But that hasn't been the case. Been ages.
I think this is very, very important. This is significant that I say this. I've been at a birthday party and did like we're standing around, the box has been sitting there for a while, you go grab it. Now it wasn't the pepperoni, but it was pizza. It was good, but it was pizza. What happened today was they gave me a buzzer and they said, bring this up to the counter when it goes off. It went off. I stood up and I walked straight to the counter. They handed me a pan of pizza and said, it's hot, be careful. To me, you got to do it that way.
And I will say, Chuck E. Cheese pizza is one of my favorite things out there. I've actually had it, I believe, in the last few years because during the pandemic, they framed Chuck E. Cheese to, like, you know, keep business going. They actually had a Uber Eats delivery service there.
I kind of remember that now.
Yes.
It was a big story.
They framed
That's actually it. Why, Clary, if I could say that, I didn't want it to be that good because I think it's one of those like funny things people like try to overly familial with. They're like, ever had Chuck E. Cheese pizza? It's good. Okay, cool guy. And so I'm not proud of what I'm doing right now. I'm just telling you. Special.
It's really good. Really damn good.
If Chuck E. Cheese pizza was a baseball player, I think it'd be Aaron Judge. I think it'd be Aaron Judge. I do. I think it would have 40 home runs on August 1st.
I mean, that'd be fair to say.
Thank you, Coach. If Chuck E. Cheese pizza was a football player, I think it'd be Josh Allen.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
Now, I'm not saying it'd be Patrick Mahomes because there might be something else out there that I haven't had. But I think it'd be Josh Allen. If Chuck E. Cheese pizza was a hockey player, I think it'd be Leon Draisaitl. Maybe Nathan MacKinnon.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate that. If Chuck E. Cheese pizza was a soccer player, there's a lot of people now going, where is he going to go with this? What does he know about soccer? And the answer is nothing.
How dare you?
Thank you. I think it would be... Luis Suarez. No, I don't know who that guy is. Didn't he bite people? It'd be John Harkes from the mid-90s DC United. You guys get what's happening. All right, we got baseball and football stuff to talk about, but I did just want to get that off my chest. Grant and Danny without Danny. Nats baseball, we're in a weird holding pattern where we think they're going to play again. We're assuming they're going to play again. Oh, they are going to play again. Darius just told me. We just got word. Hot off the presses. Vic just came sprinting into the studio. Pre-game will start at 4:05, and the game will resume at 4:10. So we're just here doing like 20 minutes of radio at a time until Charlie and Dave want to get back on the mic all day long. Brian did it. I did it. Darius did it once. You could do it. I think Doc Walker had a shift around 1. You're listening to The Fan. Hello, friends. Jim Nantz style. Grant Paulson hanging out with you on 106.7 The Fan. Charlie and Dave come your way again for installment number 3 of Nationals baseball today. We will get a resolution to this critical August game. 2-2, Giants-Nationals. We will find out which team's going to be a winner in game 136 or whatever this is on the Major League Baseball season. Charlie and Dave coming up at 4:05 pregame and then 4:10 or so. Baseball back on the airwaves. Here's what you should be locking in on for the Nats day in and day out at this point. James Wood. James Wood's at the plate. That is must-see. He has been at the plate 3 times today. He drew a walk. Took a 3-1 pitch middle-middle. It was fastball. Want to see him try to do damage on that pitch, but then had a really, really good eye on the next pitch and drew a walk. Also beat a play out with his speed in the infield. It was raining at the time. I know that's crazy on a day like today, but the rain was falling, and James Wood, on a diving stop by the second baseman, looked like the ball was going to get through. It didn't. A beat a play out, got to the first base bag. So he's got a hit. He's got a walk. Been on base 2 out of his 3 opportunities today. His on-base percentage for the year up to .360. His OPS 773. A very productive start to his career. When he starts pulling the ball and lifting the ball, he's going to start hitting a lot of home runs in short order. Already has 3 thanks to the long ball a couple of nights ago going to left center field. Other storylines that I think are worth tracking the rest of the way for the Nationals are their young pitching. And one of those guys was on the hill today, DJ Hurst. DJ Hurst, whose day ended after 2 2/3 innings, partially because of the rain, was uncharacteristically all over the place with his fastball. Now, here's the problem. That is the book on him from his time coming up in the minor leagues. It has not been an issue in the big leagues, though. Today, first inning, he was walking the yard, walked in a run, he locked it back in, and I actually thought he had better feel for his stuff after the delay and the very limited amount of pitches we got to see. But the damage had already been done with a long layoff, young pitcher, he just wasn't going to pitch that much deeper. They called upon Eduardo Salazar, and at that point, the bullpen day had begun. Jacob Barnes, Derek Law have also been used. We'll see what Davey decides to do the rest of the way. But it's 2-2 right now, 8th inning, going to be resumed. And if you're going to have a game, have multiple rain delays and get dragged out on you like this for the fans that are over there grinding their way through this one, you might as well win the darn thing. I actually thought they were going to take the lead and have a decent chance at winning it when Ildemaro Vargas put a drive to left field out toward the fence, charge into a ball that was caught on a leaping catch right at the fence, probably a home run robbery in left field. Would have been a 1-run lead, and maybe they could have called the game, but instead 2-2, they're going to have to get back to playing baseball. Wood, by the way, stole his 6th base of the season already today as well, so showing off the speed. When the ball game's over, I got your post game, and then I do want to get to some of the storylines from around the NFL and sports today, including some huge local performances at the Olympics. Noah Lyles was on the track, and the Commanders were at the Jets. Things got a little frisky between the two teams, as you'd anticipate in the rain, but the Cliff Notes were tough day for the offensive line, and just generally speaking, the Jets got the better of the Commanders, which I've seen a lot made of that. I don't know why that should surprise anybody. The Jets have Super Bowl aspirations. People think they might be able to make a deep run in the AFC. That's not the story with Washington, but this is going to be very, very helpful for them to get where they need to to try to beat the Bucks and upset them in week one at Raymond James Stadium. All right, Charlie and Dave ready to get back in the saddle. We are ready for baseball. Let's get a run. Let's get a win. And then I will join you again from these studios. Nationals Radio Network coming your way next with, hopefully, the resumption and conclusion of today's tilt between the Giants and the Nats. Enjoy the afternoon. Hello, friends. Jim Nantz style. Grant Paulson hanging out with you on 106.7 The Fan. Charlie and Dave come your way again for installment number 3 of Nationals baseball today. We will get a resolution to this critical August game. 2-2, Giants-Nationals. We will find out which team's going to be a winner in game 136 or whatever this is on the Major League Baseball season. Charlie and Dave coming up at 4:05 pregame and then 4:10 or so. Baseball back on the airwaves. Here's what you should be locking in on for the Nats day in and day out at this point. James Wood. James Wood's at the plate. That is must-see. He has been at the plate 3 times today. He drew a walk. Took a 3-1 pitch middle-middle. It was fastball. Want to see him try to do damage on that pitch, but then had a really, really good eye on the next pitch and drew a walk. Also beat a play out with his speed in the infield. It was raining at the time. I know that's crazy on a day like today, but the rain was falling, and James Wood, on a diving stop by the second baseman, looked like the ball was going to get through. It didn't. A beat a play out, got to the first base bag. So he's got a hit. He's got a walk. Been on base 2 out of his 3 opportunities today. His on-base percentage for the year up to .360. His OPS, .773. A very productive start to his career. When he starts pulling the ball and lifting the ball, he's going to start hitting a lot of home runs in short order. Already has 3, thanks to the long ball a couple of nights ago, going to left center field. Other storylines that I think are worth tracking the rest of the way for the Nationals are their young pitching. And one of those guys was on the hill today, DJ Hurst. DJ Hurst, who's day ended after 2 2/3 innings, partially because of the rain, was uncharacteristically all over the place with his fastball. Now, here's the problem. That is the book on him from his time coming up in the minor leagues. It has not been an issue in the big leagues, though. Today, first inning, he was walking the yard, walked in a run, he locked it back in, and I actually thought he had better feel for his stuff after the delay and the very limited amount of pitches we got to see. But the damage had already been done with a long layoff, young pitcher. He just wasn't going to pitch that much deeper. They called upon Eduardo Salazar, and at that point, the bullpen day had begun. Jacob Barnes, Derek Law have also been used. So we'll see what Davey decides to do the rest of the way. But it's 2-2 right now, 8th inning, going to be resumed. And if you're going to have a game, have multiple rain delays and get dragged out on you like this for the fans that are over there grinding their way through this one, you might as well win the darn thing. I actually thought they were going to take the lead and have a decent chance at winning it when Ildemar Vargas put a drive to left field out toward the fence, charge into a ball that was caught on a leaping catch right at the fence, probably a home run robbery in left field. Would have been a 1-run lead, and maybe they could have called the game. But instead, 2-2, they're going to have to get back to playing baseball. Wood, by the way, stole his 6th base of the season already today as well, so showing off the speed. When the ball game's over, I got your post game, and then I do want to get to some of the storylines from around the NFL and sports today, including some huge local performances at the Olympics. Noah Lyles was on the track, and the Commanders were at the Jets. Things got a little frisky between the two teams, as you'd anticipate in the rain, but the Cliff Notes were tough day for the offensive line, and just generally speaking, the Jets got the better of the Commanders, which I've seen a lot made of that. I don't know why that should surprise anybody. The Jets have Super Bowl aspirations. People think they might be able to make a deep run in the AFC. That's not the story with Washington, but this is going to be very, very helpful for them to get where they need to try to beat the Bucs and upset them in week one at Raymond James Stadium. All right, Charlie and Dave ready to get back in the saddle. We are ready for baseball. Let's get a run. Let's get a win. And then I will join you again from these studios. Nationals Radio Network coming your way next with, hopefully, the resumption and conclusion of today's tilt between the Giants and the Nats. Enjoy the afternoon.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.